So this is a similar image. This is Rockland again. And on the left is Rockland in 1992, and this is in 2011. It might be a little bit hard to see, but you can sort of tell right off the bat that there's a big difference, especially in just the different colors. I mean, these are exact same locations, and it's very different. So right off the bat, you can tell. This is Camden, Rockport up top, Rockland, and then Thomaston down there in the south. So this is great, but how did I use this data set? You know, it's interesting to look at, but what did I actually do? And it's four main methods that I used, and I'm going to go through them a little bit in depth. First one is calculating percent change by town. Basically, you can count up all the area from 1992 and from 2011, and, you know, basically find the amount of forest that increased and the amount of forest that decreased, and just the percent overall of different types of land cover. Another one is sort of just simple cartographic comparison, kind of like what I just showed you, is just looking at, you know, these two different time periods and just how they look different. Third one is raster differencing in land cover transitions, which I'll get to in a second.
Haven't heard that one before.
Yeah, that's where it gets like a little bit heavier on the calculations. But I'll go into it. That's the interesting part, though. So first one, percent change. So this is a map of the whole bay, and this is percent of forest loss by town. So basically, you take the those land cover data sets that I just showed you, and what's nice about that is every different type of land cover has a value. Okay, so say forest, those are all value of 4. So you can extract those, and you can extract those by town. And this might be a little bit hard to see, but these are all the town borders data that I have. Basically, count up all, you extract all that, and you count it all up from 1992, and then you count it all up from 2011, and then, you subtract them, and then divide it by the original. So you have the percent of what there was in 92 that has been lost since then. So this map is interesting. The darker colors are the higher amounts of deforestation, and you can see right off the bat that the lower in the bay, the more south in the bay, is a lot more heavily deforested than more inland, more up into the bay there, which I thought was pretty interesting. Except for this is Stockton Harbor up there, which is a dark color. Rockland's down here, but yeah, areas like Vinyl Haven, Thomaston, Owl's Head, St. George. Very heavily deforested. They all lost between 20% and 36% of their forest.
What is the yellow one?
Sorry?
The yellow one that's like...
The yellow is actually...
way up there.
That's actually the... that's Barona Island.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So the yellow is the least amount of forest cover lost. So that's only between 2 and 5%.
So would you say that they're a lot... or most of the deforestation had to do with quarrying, because the quarrying industry of 100 years ago, plus or minus?
Not from 1992.
Yeah, this is only for the past 20 years.
Okay, but I'm just...
Yeah.
But it goes back. Mm-hmm. I guess a lot would have grown back.
So that looks like, is that Camden that's been retaining its forest, at least had the least forest change?
Camden and Hope.
Right. Camden and Hope. Yeah, Rockland and Rockport are about the middle there, about 10% to 15%. But I'll show you something a little bit more detail in a minute here. So another one, just cartographic comparison. And what I did for this is I took all the subcategories of different kind of types of land cover and simplified them. Get something like this. And so this is the southern half of Penobscot Bay, and On the left is 1992, and on the left, or on the right is 2011, and all this, all the pink land, you know, all the pink reddish land is developed land. I took all the different types, just for sort of simplicity's sake, took all the different types and made them into one. And same with forest and grassland and wetlands and so forth. But even just looking at this, I mean, you can tell there's a big difference, right? And yeah. Another thing I sort of found interesting, too, is done by Tomasin. I'm not exactly sure what that is. Sort of like a beach or something. It's something that wasn't quite there in 1992, this big purple blotch right there. It's barren land. I think this is the quarry you're talking about, though, right there. The
big dragon cement quarry, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it looks like Rockland has just doubled in density or something.
Yeah, yeah, Rockland's really really swollen up there.
And this is, as far as density, this is building?
So this is basically impervious surfaces, pretty much. And it doesn't mean there are no trees in there, but it's pretty much,
it's roads, 70, shopping centers.
Yeah, this includes all roads and shopping centers. Pretty much anything that's about, I believe the exact category is 70% impervious land. So there are some trees in there, clearly. You know, I mean, look outside, there's trees. But 70% of it is, things like asphalt or buildings.
A lot of building on Al's Head, I can see.
Comparison. Well, one of the things you can kind of tell is, I mean, you can see the roads very clearly in the 2011 ones. And that doesn't mean that, I mean, the roads were there in 1992, but they just weren't very developed on. You know, maybe there was one or two houses here and there, but now it's like they're lined with houses. And, the more, less trees and more houses all along.
You had the major airport expansion too in Alzheimer.
Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you can actually.
You can see quite a difference.
Yeah, I believe the airport's right
here.
Yeah. So this is just one way, that's the south. And this is up north here, northern half, Belfast and Searsport, Stockton Harbor. You can really see it with Belfast, especially here, I think.
But does it look like a slower rate of growth there? I mean, I can't tell, but Belfast...
Maybe a little bit. It's a little hard to tell just from these. These are sort of just for quick reference. The more hard data stuff is...
Belfast's rate of growth is just... surged since that boat building company and all went up there, and now they've become a second art mecca and dining mecca. They've probably, since 2012, been like...
So, yeah, those are sort of the more two quicker, easier ways to use this data set and look at it. Yeah, then we get to some of the more complicated stuff, but it's not too bad. So these data sets, they're raster, which, you know, it sounds sort of scary, but really all it means is that they calculate all the land cover by a pixel, which is just a square. And each pixel is 30 by 30 meters. So each pixel is 900 square meters. So this is Vinyl Haven, and... North Haven here, 1992 on the left, and 2011 on the right here, and yeah, just immediately you can tell the difference. Huge evergreen forests in 1992, and not so much in 2011. I'm gonna use this one as an example because it's just very obvious. So from this, you know, even just looking at it, you can tell that there's a big difference. But, you know, how do you really calculate that? How do you really figure out how much has been lost and where? And
but they've been cutting off all their softwood for years over there and bringing it to the mainland.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And hauling hardwood back to burn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it grows back.
Not if they build on it.
Yeah, the light-colored areas are more of this impervious stuff, et cetera, is it?
Yeah, I mean, really, most of the development has been on the south here. But you can tell, you can see, you can sort of see these roads and stuff come through.
Yeah.
But really, what I want to get across here is the method I use. So all pretty much all the green, all the, even both shades of green here are some sort of forest cover. And for the sake of this project, I did group them together, the deciduous and evergreen. So to figure out where exactly the forests have been lost, because you can kind of tell, but where exactly have they been lost? It's cool, you can actually extract both of these from the data sets and just see the forest, you know, for the 2 years. And even from looking at this, you could tell a little bit, but not exactly. So, and this is where the geographic information software really comes in handy, is you can do some math, you know, and basically subtract the 2011 forest cover from the 1992 forest cover, and you get something like this.